There's a lot of events going on for listeners over the next few weeks, and you're here to tell us a little bit about what people can get involved in. And I know that there is a theater class. I'm wondering if we should start there.
Sure, that would love to. So although we're a little sparse on staff over the holidays, we wanted to offer as much as we could to the community. And an AmeriCorps member, Michelle Calrooney, who works at Blatchley as an AmeriCorps, is also a professional actress, has been in the past and had a theater company. And she approached us about doing a theater camp over the holiday, a mini camp. So we were delighted to be able to do that. So we're currently registering for that. And it starts on Monday, so coming up really soon, and we still have openings. It's a mini camp, and it's for younger children. So from 10 to 10:45 in the morning, it's for second through fourth graders, and fifth to sixth graders from 11 to 12. And it'll go through the 30th for 8 days.
Okay.
So anybody whose children are interested in theater and want to have fun over the holidays, it's a great opportunity.
And what an asset to Sitka and to the students who potentially can come to have a professional actor, someone who used to have their own theater troupe. It's a beautiful thing about the AmeriCorps volunteers. So if the listeners are excited for their children to perhaps get involved, how do they go about registering?
Well, the best way to do it would be to just email us at recreation@cityofsitka.org and ask for a registration form. Our office isn't actually open today. We're pretty short, sparse on staff. So on Saturday and Sunday, though, we will be in the office from 1 to 5 where people could register in person. Or alternatively, people could leave a message at our phone number at 747-4031, and we would get back to them with the registration.
So. Okay. And where is the office for folks who want to wait until the weekend to come in?
Oh, good. Thanks for asking that. It's at Blatchley Middle School. It's actually in the old community schools office, if people remember where that was, just as you enter on the left side near the gym. And the class itself will also be held at Blatchley in the multi-purpose room. So it's all pretty easy access for folks.
Fantastic. And then I want to pick your brain a little bit more about the class itself. What sorts of things will the students who sign up get involved with? What will the 8 days look like?
I think it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be theater games and activities and just, you know, some fun things that they're doing. And they'll also be preparing a very short little performance too that'll take place. So, and we also, you know, are lucky enough to have the National Honor Society's been wonderful about volunteering with Parks and Rec over the last few months. And we have a couple of students that are going to be helping out too during the theater. So, it'll make it even better.
Okay, it sounds fun, and it's cool that it's going to culminate in a little bit of a performance, which will be fun for caregivers as well.
Yep, so yeah, we encourage people to just go ahead and give us a call and sign up.
Okay, great. And that number again is 907-747-4031, which is the number that people can also call for questions about some of the other things that we're here to talk about, which is, I guess, open gym is a main thing that's going to be happening over the holiday break. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Sure. We're just trying to provide a variety of open rec opportunities for folks. And so this week, on Saturday, so tomorrow, we have what has become sort of our regular schedule for now is roller skating, like family open skate. So people of all ages from 1:30 to 3 in the multipurpose room at Blatchley, and then from 3 to 4:30, just the open gym in the gym at Blatchley for families and others. And then our next open gym after that will be on Thursday next week. And that'll be for a teen open gym. And again, I have another AmeriCorps who's helping out at that. So they are wonderful. And that's from 2 to 4 p.m. in the multipurpose room at Blatchley. And we have all the skates and safety equipment if people want to use it. And then on Friday, the 23rd, we've been asked by community members if we could sponsor a tot time, parent tot time. And so we're going to slip one in there from 10 to noon on the 23rd, where parents, I understand it's going to be pretty cold. cold over the next week or so. So if people want to get out of the cold and bring their kids inside to run around, that would be a good time.
That's great. So you've got everything covered from teens
then
to
tops. The following week, we're actually doing some family open gyms, okay. Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m. too. So we'll just have a lot of open rec activities going on that people can come do inside.
Okay. And it sounds like the equipment is provided. So you don't need to have your own skates, for example, to do the roller skate open gym.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, great. And we were chatting a little bit before we came on the air. You mentioned that these hours are all posted actually here on Raven Radio's community calendar. So if people didn't get all of those dates down, they can go to kcaw.org and check the community calendar there for the open gym times.
Yep, thanks.
And then I guess the final thing we can chat about are the city leagues that are happening now and going to be gearing up next month. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So we are just wrapping up the regular season for City League basketball. And I think that'll finish on the 18th. So coming up on Sunday, and the tournament will be in January for that. There's always a week long tournament or so. And so that has gone really well this year. You know, people have been really patient with us as we've been getting up and running. We've had good participation. Over 100 folks have participated. Wow. So it's been really good. The one thing, when we start up volleyball, though, the end of January, we'll be doing City League co-ed volleyball. And we're really hopeful. It looks like we're going to be able to do registration online for that, which is when we ask people for suggestions and ideas of how, you know, what they want to see or how we could improve things. That was like a big thing. People would like to be able to register online. So we're looking forward to being able to do that, hopefully get that up and running. So.
And that'll be maybe in January.
Yep, that'll start the end of January and go through April.
Okay, wonderful. So there's plenty to get involved with. So for people who are interested in participating or finding out more, do you mind giving one more time the different ways to contact you and your department?
recreation@cityofsitka.org is our email. And that's a good way, I'll say all of our staff, both of our staff, myself and Andrew Roseman, we check that email. So we respond as quickly as we can to that. And then also you can call 907-747-4031. And if you leave a message, we'll also get it and get back to you. So,
fantastic. And then the final place people can go by the Blatchley Middle School, your office is in that building.
Right. And this weekend, we are open from 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. So if there's questions or registrations, please feel free to come by.
Fantastic. And people should stop by if they want to get their children into the theater class, which the registration is happening now, and the class begins on Monday the 19th. Did I get that right?
Yep, you sure did. Okay. You know, and I guess one thing I would add is just we've been hopping lately with birthday party rentals. And I'm really happy to see people making use of the school and the community facilities because, you know, just a lot of people have been able to get in and have a nice spot and lots of recreational activities and equipment to use to celebrate birthdays. And I it's just been really nice to see so many people utilize that.
It's nice, especially this time of year when it's so dark and then icy, and now we're going to have some cold coming. So yeah, what a great asset for the community. Well, thank you, Barb, for coming in this morning and talking a little bit about the Parks and Recreation Department and what's happening for the community to be a part of over this holiday break.
All right. Thanks so much, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.